the first question here, it's just getting to know a bit about you. Were you born and raised in Norfolk, or what brought you here, and what got you into farming?
Yeah, I am Norfolk County born and raised. I love it here. It's really cool. I never really left. I did go away to school, but I was glad to come back and start a family here. So actually, both of my grandparents are former tobacco farmers, so I guess you could say it's in my blood. my husband and I, Hayden, we're kind of unique in that we're a first-generation farm. So we worked really hard. We still have our off-farm jobs. But we were fortunate to have the opportunity to buy our farm in 2019, and here we are.
And guess what is the day in a life for you around the farm? Your busiest day, what would your typical busiest day look like?
Yeah. It's busy all year. I'd have to say harvest is probably the busiest. So we have an apple orchard. So as you can imagine, during harvest, we're picking the fruits of our labor, all the hard work that we've put in for this season. We're harvesting, so there's a lot of action on the farm. We have a lot of people. We have a small crew of Jamaicans that we have help us with the farm during the year, and then we also bring in an additional crew to harvest. So it's pretty busy around here. Day to day, I'm kind of the farm mom. So my typical daily job could be anything from driving tractor, moving bins, helping pick apples, taking the guys to any doctor or dentist appointments they may have, running them into town to get groceries, things like that.
Just how important is that bond with workers here, especially people who are coming down there? Just like this is a completely new country, a new area, just to have that connection.
Yeah, so one thing I think a lot of people don't realize is these guys spend more time in Canada than they do back home. So our guys, they're going home next week, and they've been up here since the first week of March. So we're working on about 8 months here. So it's quite a long time to be away from their family. And we could not run this farm without them. So we really appreciate what they do here to help us run this farming operation. So the big thing is they're family to us. They really are. We interact with them on a daily basis. We celebrate all their birthdays with them. I know all their kids' names and wives' names. I talk to, you know, their families back home on WhatsApp, and we could still like to keep that connection kind of over the winter season. And they're our family. One thing that my husband and I really like to do is we like to cook for them. Just to kind of show appreciation. During harvest, we've been cooking usually one or two meals for them each week. They're working some long hours. So it's just kind of to show our appreciation for them and their hard work. And there's nothing better. As you know, food brings people together, and it's just nice to have that time to kind of enjoy a meal together.
And I guess for someone who's listening to this, like you said, you bought a farm and back in 2019. If someone's looking at possibly going into farming is like a future career path, I guess what would be sort of your words and encouragement to take a leap into this industry?
Yeah, definitely. We need more young people in farming. It's good. We need people who want to work hard, fresh ideas, things like that. So again, if you're looking at getting into agriculture, I think if you've got an excellent work ethic and you're willing to work long, long hours and long days out in the sun and rain and snow, I love being outside, so I quite enjoy that aspect of the job, but it's not for everyone. Farming is interesting. There's a lot of ups and downs. There's some heartbreak. There's some successes. So if you think you're ready to weather the course, I encourage you to work hard, save up some money, and get into farming. There's so many great opportunities out there with regards to agriculture and farming. And we need young people. We got to carry on. People got to eat. So we need more people involved in the agricultural industry.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
No problem.